Hey, this is Help Best. I'm Coop, and today we're going to dive into something that's really important, and that is that clarity creates confidence. As mentors, one of the best things that we can do for our clients is to give them clarity. The problem is that complexity kills clarity, and when we overwhelm our clients with too much information or too many options, we diminish their confidence and ability to take action. So today we're going to talk about how we can simplify things to help our clients move forward. In our group coaching calls that we've been testing for the last 5 weeks, one of the reasons that we found that they work so well at activating people who are paralyzed or stuck or they've been with Two Brain forever and they haven't grown is because we give the person on that call one step, not two steps, not three steps, just one step. And then maybe they come back tomorrow and get the next step. But this focused simplicity boosts their confidence because they can clearly see what needs to be done next and nothing else. Our job as mentors is not to overwhelm clients with options or a long list of steps. It's to give them the one thing they need to do right now. And then once that's done, give them the next step. The problem with overwhelm and complexity is this. As mentors, it can be tempting to showcase our expertise by offering multiple options or providing long, detailed plans. So we might say things like, "All right, you got three options for how to move forward." Or, "Here's the entire step-by-step process for the next 3 months." But while this might feel helpful, it actually overcomplicates the situation. Clients become paralyzed by too many options, or they feel overwhelmed by all the things they have to do. This leads to inaction and ultimately a lack of results. What works better is just offering one action step. Give them the next single task they need to focus on. That's how clarity builds confidence. Now, here's the problem. The way that our model is set up, you might only talk to a client once a month or at most twice a month on a call. Some clients, this does amazingly well for, and we've extended that from about 12% of our clients to 38% of our clients being successful in that model, breaking things down into small steps, maybe communicating with you between calls, but getting to their NOB within about 2 years, 1 month, 9 days, right? We know that this works. But there are other avatars, like the people who are yellow because they're paralyzed, they're overwhelmed, they're distracted, they want to be doing other things. And for them, it's really frequency instead of depth that counts. So I'm going to walk through how to apply this clarity to different client avatars. So we want to see how this is going to play out. And if you pull up your client avatar sheet, you'll be able to follow along with me here. Because depending on where the client is in their journey, they might need a larger task, a smaller, more focused task. So let's break these down using a couple of sample avatars from the chart. So first, if we look at the dialed avatar, so these guys are green because they are enthusiastic and they're also taking action. A dialed avatar is somebody who's already on track, they're focused, and they're executing well. For them, you can give them a bigger project like write a staff playbook or implement a new lead gen strategy on social media. You can give them something like that. You might have to chunk it into steps, but you can give them several steps at a time and they will get it done. They can handle larger projects because they're ready to take bold action and they can manage bigger tasks without losing focus. So you can give them one significant strategy that will have a major impact, but make sure that they can break it down themselves into smaller tasks as needed. Especially when somebody's new to Two Brain, it's really important to try and figure out, are they green or are they yellow? Now that green, yellow, red has nothing to do with how eager or enthusiastic or desperate they are. It has to do with how they're actually taking action. Somebody cannot be green and overwhelmed. Somebody cannot be yellow and eager. They have to be showing you that they are taking action. And so as we're trying to figure out where do they actually fit as an avatar, you might want to just ask them, what do you think are the steps here? Or what's your first step or what's your next best step? If they can tell you that, they're probably truly green, dialed, you know, and you can give them bigger projects to handle. Often it takes me a few calls to kind of sight in the rifle here and figure out like, oh, okay, that person is eager, but they're also overwhelmed. So they are a yellow avatar, which means they need me to break this down for them into smaller achievable steps. So another avatar, if somebody's yellow type avatar, right? And they're motivated, but they're not ready to take action because they're so busy, they've got all this stuff to do. They might need smaller, more digestible tasks to keep their momentum going. So instead of saying, write a staff playbook and include everything from the onboarding process to HR guidelines, give them a more specific, actionable step. Like, I want you to write your opening SOP. And then once they finish that, they can email it to you and you can give them the next small step, like write your closing SOP or create a cleaning SOP. But you need to focus on one small task at a time for this avatar to maintain their confidence and momentum. Two tasks are overwhelming. Once they are completing one task, sending it to you, getting the next task, sending it to you, etc., then you can try giving them two tasks, but be prepared to go backward. People evolve as entrepreneurs and mature at different rates. By the way, this should not add more mentoring time with the client every month. If the majority of your communication is happening over email and they're emailing you every day, then they probably don't need a 1 hour call. Their call could just be like, let's get to your next best step. You don't need to fill that hour. What you need to do is do whatever it takes to get them to take the next action. Another avatar is, you know, this one, for example, is the buddy avatar. Okay, so they're green because they are getting the work done, but they're almost yellow because they're just spending time on calls. They want to fill that hour because they're more focused on relationships and team building. So they'll also benefit from simpler steps, but reframed. So, for example, connect with 5 clients this week and ask them about their goals. Introduce 2 members to each other. This helps them focus on their key strength, which is relationship building, while also keeping the tasks clear and achievable. For the buddy avatar, you probably want to say, who exactly are you going to talk to? What exactly are you going to say? Have them tell you. That's coaching. So make sure that you give them relational tasks that align with their strengths and are small enough to avoid momentum. Let's look at a truly yellow avatar. This is the most common yellow avatar. This is called the stalled avatar. These people are really struggling to gain momentum. These are the ones who are most likely to bail out early, to give up on themselves, to regret their investment in mentorship, to try and get out of their contract, and even sometimes to just like cancel their cards. It's a shame because they're here for a reason and they just are too overwhelmed to add more work to their plate. So for them, smaller works best. The smaller steps, the better. Instead of overwhelming them with too much information, focus on giving them one step that will help them move forward. So for example, book an hour to work on this project and I'll check in on you. Avoid giving them a long list of things to do. Just give them one small step to begin their journey to clarity. And the goal is to give them a simple, manageable task and check in on it regularly to help build their confidence. So let's move on to how to make this shift in your coaching. Because as we've figured out over the last several years, mentorship is one thing, and 12% of our clients really respond to mentorship, where it's strategic, here's the project, get it done, let me know when you're ready for the next thing. But the majority of our clients actually need coaching. And so as coaching, when we're coaching, that's a kind of a different skill set, and it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that we need to show off our knowledge by offering multiple options or giving overly detailed plans or telling people, I can see into the future, here's the next 5 steps. But that complexity can actually harm their clarity and slow or stop their progress. So here's the actionable steps. First, give one clear action step at a time and focus on small wins. If somebody's a green avatar, you can give a larger project, but keep it clear and actionable and ask them how they're going to do it. Ask them specifics. Which SOP will you write first? What conversation will you have? Who will you meet with? What will you say? For yellow avatars, provide smaller tasks that are easy to execute and build their momentum. You can even use the group coaching calls as backup for this. So you can say like, I want you to do this thing and tell me when it's done. Send me an email. Good. You got the email. Great. Your next step is this. If you're not sure how to do that, jump on the coaching call this week and they'll walk you through it. Okay. Resist the urge to give multiple steps or over-explain. If somebody is a yellow avatar, whether they're eager, excited, desperate, no matter how urgent their situation is, if they are not getting the work done, that's what determines their avatar. And you need to give them small tasks to help them build momentum, one tiny thing at a time. Resist the urge to give multiple steps or over-explain. Focus on clarity. You don't have to fill the hour. Your job is to get them to their next best step and make sure they know what to do and then hold them to it. So remember, giving too much can hurt. Keep it simple and make sure clients know what they should focus on right now. Once they complete that, you can give them the next step. If you want to see this in action, come to a group coaching call. Nobody is giving clients 2 different options or here's an alternate plan. Nobody's listening to the backstory. This is not a replacement for mentorship. What it is a catalyst to get them moving on one thing at a time. So in conclusion, clarity truly creates confidence. As mentors, we need to give our clients one simple action to take. Too much complexity kills clarity and thereby kills confidence, which slows them down and makes them doubt themselves. When you give your clients just one step to focus on, they're far more likely to take action and feel confident about their progress. Next time you're coaching a client, take a moment to simplify. Ask yourself, what's the next step that they need to take right now to move forward? Or what's the first step? What's the smallest step? Start there and watch how much more confident they become. If you've got a challenging client, they do not need a different plan. The plan works. They just need a smaller step. What I'd like you to do is just send me a message on Slack or comment in the mentor's thread on Slack that you've listened to this and whether it provided value to you or not. What I'm trying to do here is just evaluate how I can help you best, and this podcast is hopefully one of those ways. But if it's not, we'll do something else. So let me know that you've listened. Let me know if this episode was valuable and if the podcast itself is valuable overall.